Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Veronica Zamhoff.
Oh, that's cool. Did not know that.
Yeah. It's a Dutch name.
Dutch.
My great 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 grandparents were from Holland.
Deutschland.
Holland, not Deutschland.
Okay.
The other side of the family was from Deutschland.
Deutschland. Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me something about yourself.
Well, I live in Seattle, Washington, and I grew up on the East Coast in New Hampshire. Before then, I lived in Spain. I was born, actually, in Germany, because my grandparents lived in Germany, and my mother was on her way from living in Colombia, which is in South America, to living in Spain, and stopped at my grandparents' house, and I was born really premature, and so I was almost born in a taxi cab.
Really?
On the way to the hospital. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And then after I was born, we stayed in Germany until I was out of an incubator, which took a couple months, and then we moved to Spain. I have two kids, Isaac and Max, who are awesome.
Isaac sounds really cool.
Isaac is very cool.
I know.
His brother Max is very cool.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And yeah, that's it.
Oh, very cool.
Thanks.
Tell me about Spain.
All right. So, you know, my dad grew up in Spain. Even though his family was originally German, my grandfather was German, and he went to Spain to open a company with a Spaniard. It was a printing company, so they printed art books and cookbooks. I don't know why he went to Spain, but he went to Barcelona and had five kids. One of the kids was my dad. And then my dad, actually, he grew up in Spain, and then he went to university in Germany, and then he went to the university here in the United States. He came here to study and ultimately got his PhD here in California, and then went back to Spain, and then got a job in Colombia, in South America, and then went back to Spain again for 5 years, and that's where I was almost born. I was born in Germany, and then we moved to Spain, and then when I was five, he got a job in Hanover, New Hampshire.
Wow, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
What does the American dream mean to you?
Oh, you know, you asked me what was Spain like. I remember Spain being really, really beautiful. We lived in a small apartment in an old part of the city, and Spain, the town that I grew up in, which is called Santiago de Compostela, is the end of a pilgrimage where pilgrims go all the way from France, and they walk all the way to the cathedral in the town that I was born, and it is beautiful, beautiful big cathedral. As you will see, in Europe, things are much, much older than they are here in the United States. They've been around for a lot longer. And I remember, you know, cobblestone streets and beautiful old structures, and I remember eating a lot of fish. It was near the coast, and so we ate tons of fish.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
So what does the American dream mean to you?
The American dream, you know, I think the American dream means something different to me than it does to other people. I think my parents left Europe probably for other reasons than immigrants typically leave places. I think they left because their families were very traditional and they wanted to go somewhere that was less staid and where they could get a great education. You know, I think the educational system in Europe is very much more traditional, and you have to decide much earlier what you want to do as a job, and I think there's a lot more flexibility in the United States to do, where you have a lot of time to figure out what you want to do, and people switch jobs a lot throughout the course of their life, which is not the case in Europe. And I think my parents came here, their dream was to have a good education.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
So I don't think my parents, the American dream for them was to come here to get better opportunities. I think it was to get different opportunities.
Oh, wow. Sounds cool. What advice would you give to migrants like you today?
What advice? I mean, I think we were extraordinarily lucky to be able to come here, and at the time, we were able to do so rather seamlessly. We had a green card for a long time, and then I had to decide whether or not I wanted to become nationalized, which I did when I was around 20. I think it's much harder to come here as an immigrant, and it really depends on why you're coming here as an immigrant. You know, some people come to this country for job opportunities, other people because they're being persecuted in their country, or there's, you know, war in their country, or for a lot of different reasons. My advice, that's a good question. You know, is to take advantage of everything that you're given here. I'm not sure if I have any specific advice. Work hard. Work hard, contribute to society.
Okay. So what expectations did you have coming to America? What was it supposed to be like?
When I was younger, America, I mean, and this was from a perspective of being a young person, America was considered really cool.
So cool.
This is where all the cool music was made. This is, you know, all the trends started.
Cool kids.
Of cool kids. So I actually went back to Germany several times and went to school there for months, and people always thought that American kids were cool because they were kind of on the cutting edge of things.
You were the hype.
At the time, we were the hype. I think that's the case anymore with the internet and everything being so globalized. But at the time, you know, they really wanted to know what the cool music was and what cool TV shows were and what people were wearing and things like that. So, yep, that's from the perspective of me as a young child.
So how did you get from Spain to America?
We took a boat. And I believe we took a boat so we could take all our stuff with us. I'm not sure why we took a boat. But maybe it's cheaper.
It worked, so.
But we took a boat. And we took a boat from Spain all the way to Montreal, which is in Canada. And then my dad had a colleague of his from the university pick us up in Montreal and take us to New Hampshire.
Oh, that sounds cool. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite memory, if you have one, from Mexico?
Spain. Well, the Mexico thing is, you mentioned Mexico. So my grandmother grew up in Mexico. She wasn't native Mexican. She was the Dutch woman her family moved there in the early 1900s. Also to start a company making cutlery, so making forks and knives and things like that.
Oh.
But she was from Mexico, and then my grandfather married her, and they moved to Spain. Probably, you know, that's interesting, maybe in part because she felt more comfortable in speaking Spanish in that culture. But what was your question about Spain? What was my best memory?
Yeah, your best memory, if you have one.
Yeah, my best memory was that we had this nunnery. So a bunch of nuns living under us in an apartment building, and they would invite us over once a week to eat fried smelt, which are really small fish. And I remember eating the whole entire fish in one bite, and that was, for some reason, that was my best memory ever.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. So, how are you impacted by the diversity of America?
I think, you know, that's actually a really good question, because I think, you know, going back to Europe frequently and going to school there and then coming back to the United States, I mean, I think it's probably different now than it was then. I feel very lucky to have been exposed to a greater diversity here than what I experienced in Germany, for example, and the opportunity to learn about a variety of people's different values and cultures and ways of seeing the world. I feel lucky about that.
Wow. Sounds awesome.
And in turn, I think I was lucky because I got to be both here in the United States and also got to travel to Germany and to Spain and to Mexico. which added to the diversity that I was exposed to.
Yeah, well, thanks for answering that. That was a tough question. And did your family support your choice to come from Spain to America?
Well, they were the ones that came. Did their family support their choice?
Yeah.
No, not really. No, I think my parents were kind of the black sheep of their family. So they were the rebels. Everyone else stayed in Europe. And to this day, we're the only part of our family that lives here. So my mother has 2 siblings and my dad has 5. And everybody stayed in Europe except for my mom and dad. They're not living anymore. So now it's just me and my sister here. And it's been a little difficult because our politics and our kind of world outlook are so different from that of the rest of my family.
Yeah. How was the time on your trip over to America? Was it rough?
You mean on the boat?
Yeah.
That was a great memory, actually. I loved being on the boat. They had a big swimming pool with seawater. And, I mean, I was young. I was only 5 years old, but I remember going into the dining room, and then every once in a while the boat would tilt and all the plates would go flying across the table. And yeah, I just remembered it. You know, we were on the wide open ocean, and going to America, starting a new adventure, it was pretty amazing.
Was it stressful at any point?
Yeah. When I got to America, I was 5, and I did not speak, or I was 6, I did not speak English.
Oh.
I spoke German and Spanish. And so I was supposed to be in kindergarten, but they put me in nursery school.
Job, Mom.
Yeah, where I really excelled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I couldn't even write. I could not write in English. I couldn't speak in English. And so they didn't have a choice but to put me. And then, you know, and actually, this is the other thing. So, yes, the acculturation was hard because my parents were very European in a lot of ways. And mm-hmm. we didn't have a TV. And we ate liverwurst sandwiches. And
those are good, though.
Yeah, not at the time, though. I mean, people made fun of me because I came to school with this, you know, dark bread with liverwurst, and they were coming with Oreos and, like, little fruit cups and things like that, peanut butter and jelly. And so it took a while for me to feel at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is very cool. And where did you first find housing or shelter in America?
Well, again, I think we are very lucky. So my father had gotten a job at college in New England, and they gave us faculty housing. So that's how we were able to find housing.
Oh, cool. And on your way to America, what were the thoughts going through your head?
You know, I was only 5. So I don't think I had a lot of profound thoughts going through my head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I was excited.
Yeah.
To be going somewhere else. Probably sad to be leaving my friends. Probably confused because people spoke a language that I did not understand. But I mean, I was fortunate that I had my parents with me and they could answer all my questions. Apparently, I had a lot of questions. But you know, I was too young to really remember what that was like. So what kind of thoughts I had at the time.
Well, oh, cool. Looking back on your travels now, if you had to say anything to immigrants going around the world, what would it be?
You know, I think when we came to this country, it was a different time. And I think it was a lot easier then to be an immigrant. I would say, you know, when I first got here, I really wanted to be American and embrace everything American. And then realized later the value of my culture of origin, and I would say that's an important thing, is to remember where you come from and embrace that, even in the new culture. And I mean, I would say that more for us kind of facing other cultures rather than other cultures coming here, but, you know, to try to understand other people's ways of thinking and learn about, you know, people's culture and tradition and ways of thinking as a way of making sense of with people around you.
Yeah, that was very cool. Well, thanks for letting me interview you. It was very fun. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yes, my son Isaac is very cool, and I appreciate this. It's good stuff to think about. You guys have a very different upbringing than I did.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that in some way I can share some of my heritage with you by taking you guys back to Germany or Spain or Mexico to see what life is like there.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the interview.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.